thanks so much for letting us do this. This is like a really big thing for us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Hold on. Here's George.
What's up, man?
Hey, George, thanks so much, man.
I've been watching this New Orleans, man.
Yeah.
Let's get you captivated.
But I heard they found Fats Domino. You know, they were looking for
him. Oh, they did find him?
Yeah, I saw in the paper this morning that they... I haven't heard it on the radio, but I heard they did find him.
Oh, man, I just found out that he was missing just years ago.
But then I did hear earlier today that Dr. John, he can't find his grandson. But he found his daughter. They found his daughter.
Dr. John?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But anyway, sir, Kill Radio, we're part of the IMC Independent Media Center, and we really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, yeah, man. Cool. I'm glad to do it.
Yeah. George, tell me something. Just how late do you have to be before you are absent?
Soon as you realize you ain't tardy no more. You better hurry up and get to where you're supposed to be, or you're going to be late. You're going to be absent. And tardy turns into to late.
Because I was always kind of late when I was in school, in elementary school. I was always pretty late.
Yeah, if you're late, you can pretty much count on being absent. Tardy is about the most you can be in school. They'll go with tardy, but late is getting close to it.
You know, I'm looking on the back of your new CD. Is this Bob? I see Bobby Womack.
Yeah, he's on there.
The poet.
Billy Preston, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Karen just got this to me this morning. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but we were just playing, and this sound like pure, like you, Bounce to this.
Yeah.
We were just playing that before the phone rang. I like that. Sounds like pure Clinton.
Bounce to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like P-Funk is doing.
Yeah, you can hear it. Mm-hmm. You can hear it. I'm gonna go back in time with you for a minute. I can remember when I was in high school in Pennsylvania, sitting in the basement, looking at that Maggot Brain poster.
Wow. What part of Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm not going to tell you what me and my buddies were doing when we were looking at that poster.
Well, I can imagine if you look at that Maggot Brain poster. Yeah, those were the days. That's when we used to play what they had down there, the pink elephants and red roofs and pink... Red Roof and Pink Elephant Teen Clubs.
Right. Yeah. Where can I get that poster at today? Where can I?
I'm not sure. Let me see. I don't think it's in the albums anymore.
Well, I can look on your website. I can look on your website.
Yeah. Let's see. I know somebody probably bootlegging it.
Some of the lines, I mean, me and my buddies used to listen to what you were saying in Maggot Brain, and it sounded good.
Yeah, y'all was probably under the influence, too.
But some of the things, it was beautiful what you were saying. What were some of the things that inspired you to write some of that stuff? Because it all came together when we looked at it.
I don't believe me. You know what? I don't even know how this shit came together. I can't remember them days for shit.
Nah, George, it sounded good.
I mean, I listened to some of them said, you know, hey, lady, be my dog and I'll be your tree and you can pee on me.
Oh,
my granddaughter told me, Granddad, girl dogs don't pee on trees. So I definitely must have been out.
Listen, are you going to play any of your older stuff next week at the Greek? Or are you going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to be playing old stuff, new stuff, and stuff we never played before.
I know Karen over at your agency wanted me to talk a lot about your new stuff, but I just there's a couple things I got to tell you. I mean, like, I wasn't a P-Falker back in the day, but I'm going to tell you something, George. When I would go to a party and they would put on your stuff, I mean, you can't sit down.
Well, I mean, we had an element of a mixture of Motown, James Brown, Parliament, Funkadelic, Beatles, and Sly. We tried to mix everything together. So if you don't, I mean, you got to dance, and if you got any dance in you at all.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the song was that you could not sit down on.
Knee Deep.
One Nation Under a Groove.
One Nation?
One Nation.
And you know, it shifts around One Nation, Knee Deep, Flashlight, and Atomic Dog.
Flashlight. Oh, yeah. All five of them, now that you mention it. Yeah, Knee Deep, but it was One Nation Under a Groove, the man, there was something about that. I mean, if you were a cripple, You could.
No, you can be crippled. You can put your crutches down and dance on them.
Yeah.
And even like the house clubs or the hip hop clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When they really want to put it in second gear.
Right.
They play about 8 bars of knee deep.
Yeah. Well, I forgot all about knee deep.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones they started when they started putting records on the turntable and play a little bit of it, then switch records.
Okay, now that's getting into something else I wanted to ask you. I mean, when I heard, I think you and I can't think of the other person, but you're one of the most sampled people.
James Brown and us.
Yeah, and I mean, you actually make a lot of these young people's rap stuff sound good.
Well, you know, we put a record out called Sample Some of This and Sample Some of That. You know, we made it easy for them to sample because, you know, I realized that was our key to, you know, staying current, you know, with what the next thing was. And the way I choose to pick music, where to go is, like, whenever I hear parents or old musicians say, I hate it.
Right.
That's the next music.
Good point. I mean, you're perfect. That's right.
The next music. You can hate some right into existence.
Well, to give you an example, when I was a kid, remember The Last Poets?
Oh my God! Yeah.
My mother wouldn't let me play them in her house.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't. I'd have to wait till she left. And I mean, look what's happened.
Niggas like to run. Niggas like to cut.
Niggas are scared of revolution.
Niggas are scared of revolutions. Yeah.
George, I was also looking at the website. Now, you're from North Carolina, but you did a lot of time in Detroit.
Yeah, I was raised in New Jersey.
Okay.
Raised in North, and then went to Detroit in 64, 63.
Right. Because I actually, you might be embarrassed. Well, you're not going to be embarrassed, but I remember I was looking at PBS or something a couple years ago, and they had, because I didn't know that you were, this is embarrassing, I didn't know, I forgot that you were the Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
You were the Parliaments, man. 50 years. Congratulations, 50 years in the business.
Yeah, I want to testify.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm embarrassed now. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you with Motown then?
We was with another company right down the street from Motown.
Okay,
we had been with Motown then.
Okay, what was Berry Gordy and that whole experience like? Because I think you and Aretha Franklin were the only people in Detroit that weren't, like, a part of that stable.
We were a part of it.
Oh, okay.
We had just left there when we did Testify. And the matter of fact, everybody else that was on that label with Testify, you know, was on ended up back at Motown. We had been there already. I signed with Ray Gordy in New York.
Right.
And you know, she folded it up, and so I went to work for the competition in Detroit, Mr. Wingate.
Oh, okay. Because again, I don't know if you know that. That old black and white photo was circulating on cable television. It looked you had your process.
Yeah, oh yeah, we was doing hair at that time.
Oh yeah.
We had a barber shop in Newark.
Oh, okay. Coming forward, I think that's all I wanted to ask you about the old time.
I mean, I used to be the dramatics manager.
You're kidding me.
I was just teaching them the routines and everything.
Wow, you're kidding me. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, the gentleman who's engineering the show for me today, who's a big fan of yours, he said one of the biggest experiences of his life, he said he went to one of your concerts years ago, and Sly Stone walked out on stage.
What was that, D.C.?
New York City.
New York.
New York City.
It was, what's the name, what's the little club we played in New York, maybe? Red Parrot.
Okay, he said it was on the dance for what?
The Urban Dance Floor Gorilla.
Catch a Keeper.
And he said Flystone walked out on stage and that made his night.
He did a few shows with us.
Yeah, I hear. How is Sly? You ever talk to him, Hal?
No, we get ready to go over there and raid his house in a few days. Yeah, he's over there. He's recording, but he don't come out.
Well, actually, our studio is just about maybe a half mile down the road from the Greek Theater. So we're on Vermont 2 here in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to try and get up there. Actually, the Chili Peppers have been in our, well, Flea's been in our studio before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're kind of like a neighborhood
station, you know.
Well, I got to come down there and if y'all make trouble.
Man, we would love to have you come down to Kill Radio, come be live in the studio.
I sure will. You know, the fleet tell you, they came to my house and stayed about a month.
Okay. No.
When they first got together, Chili Peppers, they came to the house and we jammed for about a month and I did their second album.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where are you based out of now?
It's called Brooklyn, Michigan.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Someone told me years ago that you were up that you were up here.
And then I have a studio in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay. Now none of that tornado touched on your studio or anything, did it?
No. We wasn't that close to it. Glad of that.
Okay. Listen, I was looking at your website. I love that little brother alien.
The alien? The ghetto alien?
I love that, man. whoever did that, he's a talented cat.
Overton 6.
Yeah.
We get ready to do some X-rated videos with X-rated cartoons.
Oh, okay.
It'll be like South Park or Drawn Close, Drawn Together.
Okay, now how is that going to be marketed?
We don't know. All we know is going to make them some nasty little hip-hop cartoon characters.
Oh, okay.
My son's doing most of the stuff. Trey Lou.
Your son is named Trey Lou?
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine used to, I don't know if you might remember, a friend of mine named Mark Dorm, he was an illustrator, and he designed one of your son's CD covers years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, Mark moved to Texas, and I know he's going to be so jealous when he hears me doing this interview because he couldn't be in the studio with me. You know, but he's the P-Funker. He was at all your stuff.
Where's he at now?
Well, he's in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Give a big shout out to Mark Dorm in Houston, George.
Yo, what's up, Mark? Tell Trey, I say, give up the funk, man. He said, hold this thing while he go pee.
Okay, we're going to archive this, and Mark's going to hear it.
Okay.
Again, our station is called Kill Radio, George. I just want to know, tell the people who you are and what is your favorite internet radio station.
Kill Radio. They're killing me.
And who are
they do the dog, y'all.
And who are we talking to that just said that?
Dr. Funkenstein here. Better known as George Clinton.
Man, listen, thanks so much. I'm trying to look if I have...
Tell them I say, if they suck my soul, I would lick their emotions.
Oh.
Tail ain't nothing but a long booty.
Well, hold on.
Bio?
Bio
of yours?
Okay,
you're in Houston, huh?
No. We're right down the street from the Greek Theater.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark is in Houston.
Oh, what'd you say, George?
You say Mark is in Houston?
No, Mark is in Houston.
Right.
He's in Houston, but we're in Los Angeles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he loves you, man. He loves you. Yeah, listen, the PBS Network documentary, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, man. You like that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man, make sure you see that.
Karen was telling me about it, and I'm probably going to see it, like, within the next couple days.
Make sure you see it. That's really, I mean, I don't be usually looking at myself, but that one that kept my attention.
When did you guys do it?
Years ago. They just decided to put it out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's some of the images that are in it? And, like, is it like a bio?
From the barbershop days, what I was telling you about, from all the way back in the, you know, the 60s up until now.
Wow.
I mean, even in Newark and the projects through Detroit, on the Swingin' Time and Upbeat.
Wow.
I mean, just all kind of shows that we've done over the years.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna probably see it in a couple of days. I know Karen has a copy of it. You know.
Yeah, make sure you check that out.
Do you know when it's going to air on PBS?
No, I don't. And when is that document going to air? October.
October? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How's Boosie?
Oh, he's cool. Boosie, he's trying to get his eyes together. He got stars in his eyes.
He got stars in his eyes.
But he should be here at the Greek.
Okay, I would love to have shouted out to him, too. Bootsy's Rubber Band.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot all about that until I looked at the website. Man.
And all of that's part of the thing. A lot of people don't know Roger was part of it, too.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, I did more bounce.
Okay, okay. And, yeah, yeah. This is your first CD out in 10 years.
About 8.
What's been going on between in those ensuing years?
Well, in the courts, you know, trying to get the funk back, you know, trying to get all that sample money together. But and we got a couple of the masters back. We got One Nation and Knee Deep, Hardcore Jollies, got those albums back. So now we got to get the rest of it.
But who did you have to like take to court to get them back? And thank God they gave them back to you.
Oh no, they had to give them back. You know, funk wasn't gonna stay away from home long.
So you like L.A., George? Well, I know you've probably been out here more than I have.
I mean, I like L.A. till it's time to go home.
Yeah.
And I dragged myself to the airport and crawled on the plane and said, wow, I made it.
Well, I'm glad you're out here in the summer when the weather is nice.
No, it's cool. It's too cool. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been out here almost 30 years, and I don't like the summers, but I love the winters. Yeah.
When did you come here?
I came here in, like, summer of 73.
Oh, man. You came here when what was the name of that place down now, Crenshaw?
Maverick Flat.
Maverick Flat.
You remember Maverick Flat?
Ooh, we used to turn that place out.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. My sisters knew the cast that ran that place. What was that dude's name?
We used to turn that place upside down.
Yeah, that was like
them tall go-go girls?
Yeah.
Electric dancers?
Yeah. Well, at the time, that was actually one of the few teenage nightclubs in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was another club right down the street from Maverick.
Yeah, right down the street. I forget the name of that, but shit.
Because Norman Connors, I remember Norman Connors would come there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad I got you. There's something else I wanted to say to you. I remember years ago I turned on the TV, and I wasn't ready for this. I was watching some movie, and this commercial came on, and the mothership landed.
Oh, that's when the show was here?
Nah, this was just, maybe the show might have been here and I didn't know about it, but I was just watching some movie and a commercial came on and the mothership landed and you got out. And it was like it must have been in New York or something where y'all did that, because it was like a really urban background. And it was great. It was I wasn't ready for it. I just was like...
Did you ever see the show?
I didn't see that show. No, I didn't see that show.
Well, you didn't see the mothership show?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, man, you missed it. But we're going to do it again pretty soon.
But like I'm saying, my friend Mark, he saw that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when do you think you guys are going to do it?
Probably next year, early part of next year.
Oh, okay. I think that's about all of it. I just want everybody to be up at the Greek next Friday.
Okay, right. And let them know that how late do you have to be before you're absent.
And again, like I'm saying, the Chili Peppers, they're like a neighborhood group here on this side, the east side of L.A. And like Mr. Clinton, thanks so much for doing this for us.
And I'm gonna come down there.
I would love it. I mean, I'll come up and get you. I'll come before the show, or
before the show.
Okay. I'll talk to Karen, so she can talk to Cindy. That's
mm-hmm.
the wife.
Right, and just let them know that come on to the Greek, and I'll see you down at the radio station.
Yeah, how long after the show are you going to be in town?
For about 3 days.
Okay, because maybe the day after I can bring you down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the day before or the day after.
Or maybe earlier that day.
Yeah.
Okay, now I hope Karen's listening to this because...
Yeah, talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, George, thanks again for doing this for us.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.